Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Keita Spock is here. Keita is our longtime member of our Brain Trust, joining us all the way from Ottawa. She's our happiness expert, and she is the author of a number of books, including Tipping Point to Happiness. She co-authored that one, and her other book, The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required. She's our good friend, Keita Spock. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. So you've been writing about parking tickets and the fact that even... Now, my son is a police officer.
Uh-huh.
And part of his job over the years has been to give tickets to people. Speeding tickets and maybe not parking tickets so much, but speeding tickets. That was part of his job. And so you're saying that all of us non-police officers sometimes give out parking tickets.
We sure do, Jim. And basically, I'm referring to those kinds of actions that dismay us or dissatisfy us or cause us to respond in a critical manner. In other words, let's say you're coming into the office and one of your coworkers has forgotten to put on the coffee pot. And so you turn and you say, listen, it's your turn. What's going on here? I've done it all last week. And in a way, I call that a parking ticket. In other words, that's a rebuke or a remark or a criticism that's projected to someone by you because you're not happy or you're displeased.
Mm-hmm.
And you know
what? You're disappointed.
Yeah.
They fell short of your expectations.
Exactly. And the thing is, from time to time, we all have this parking ticket scenario going on, where something is displeasing us or we have to say something in order to, and in some cases, to put the person back into their place.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's called for, Jim, especially if there are business procedures or practices or there's a loss of money or there's something very serious that's going on in your business and you need to address a situation that is weakening the business. And is causing perhaps some kind of leakage, whether it's financial leakage, morale leakage,
sloppy performance of some kind, or for whatever reason, the performance isn't what it should be and could be.
Exactly.
And what was expected.
And in that case, the parking ticket, so to speak, is warranted. And of course, a parking ticket also signals, whether it's to the other person, to another company, maybe it's to your family, that it's a flag. It means that something, again, is ticking you off, and you want to address it. You need to come to terms with that person about the situation. However, what happens is if you start assigning too many parking tickets, in other words, every little detail, every little incident, and it is a daily occurrence whereby you've got a ticket over here and you're passing out another ticket over here, what happens is, first of all, the intensity or the flag itself becomes so, there's so many of them, Jim, that people then lose sight of what is really important to you and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, a lot of people shut off. They simply stop listening.
So you're saying every time you turn around, you can't be giving out parking tickets.
Exactly.
You got to be more discriminate, more, and as my mother used to say, choose your battles.
True. Yeah, it's important that when you do make a remark, especially one that is of a critique, that it comes less as opposed to more often. Because that issuing of parking tickets, especially in any kind of relationship, and this is where parking tickets become a real factor, Because if you are issuing those parking tickets, let's say to your partner or your wife all the time, that becomes problematic.
Yeah, I found that to be true with my wife.
Yeah,
definitely problematic.
Yeah, and maybe do you want to give an example or speak?
No, I don't think I'll go there. She listens to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And the fact of the matter is, as business owners, Jim, we tend to have high expectations of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we have high expectations of other people. And so our level of excellence is perhaps a little more highlighted.
Well, and the closer we are to the person, this is another thing, the closer that we are to the person, the more likely we are to be loaded up with an expectation too. And,
yeah.
And same thing with key employees, right? And now this is an interesting thing that we're dealing with right now with the Gen Ys, with the millennials. They're not crazy about parking tickets. Now, nobody ever liked a parking ticket, using Keita's metaphor of somebody, you know, dropping an expectation on us. Nobody's ever liked that, being critiqued or being hauled up short or being, you know, called out on the carpet or whatever. But the millennials really, this is an area that they really have to work on, because it makes the person giving them the parking ticket, sometimes they make that person feel like they're not getting through.
Yeah.
Like they're not, you know, if I'm taking the time to point out something to you, if I'm risking your, you know, I'm taking a little bit of a risk here by even pointing it out, so I'm trying not to sound like a, you know, like a complainer, at least help me get something for my time and my risk. But by making me feel like I got through to you. What do you think, Keita?
I think so. I think that's very important. So, you know what happens here, Jim, which is very important, is you can give out a parking ticket or two. It's how you give out the parking ticket that becomes very, very important. Think of your time when you were given out a ticket by a police officer. If any of you have a scenario that comes to mind, you think of a more polite, a more caring, a more empathetic approach to how that parking ticket was given to you, or were you treated in a very abrupt and a very curt and a condescending manner? And you'll see that even though the price of the parking ticket could have been the same, let's say it was a $50 parking infraction, that $50 means a heck of a difference in how you were asked to give it.
You don't add insult to injury. Hold on to that thought. Keita Shpak and I, we'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.